Another major league star is the target of considerable criticism, and commentator Frank DeFord doesn't understand why.
I was listening to the results of the World Classic of Baseball last month when the United States got eliminated, and the announcer reported it thusly, that once again a team with Alex Rodriguez on it had failed. It was the most incredibly gratuitous assessment I could imagine. Now, to be sure, Rodriguez had not sparkled in the Classic, but he had plenty of American company. No, it was just the most recent example in this curious upside-down situation wherein the best player in baseball is regularly assailed by the media, fans, and players. It's gotten so ridiculous that momentarily I expect Commissioner Bud Selig to order a special investigation into Alex Rodriguez with the idea in mind of putting asterisks next to all his statistics. Yes, guilty as charged for being Alex Rodriguez. The phenomenon of dislike for the finest in sport is rare, if not altogether original. Ted Williams was held in great disdain, vilified as selfish by his own home team newspapers, even as he was hitting 400. Wilt Chamberlain was simply so big and so good that, as he groaned himself, nobody roots for Goliath. But it's hard to understand why Rodriguez has become such a whipping boy, even as he gracefully displays preeminent skills year after year. Well, let us examine the bill of particulars. First, of course, the man simply makes too much money. A $26 million salary. A-Rod is pay-Rod, hoot the critics. But for goodness sakes, was he supposed to turn down a $250 million 10-year contract just because some fool owner was dumb enough to offer it? And look, sneer his detractors. Sure, he's great, but he's a loser. Take A-Rod off a team, that team improves. His new team doesn't win. Specifically, the Yankees haven't won the World Series in the 2 seasons he's been there. Of course, they hadn't won the 3 seasons previously either. If he's not a good teammate, then why did he graciously give up his position, shortstop, to switch to third base, where he's now regarded as the best in the business? He played all 162 games last year. He's amazingly consistent in power and average. And, after all, he was again voted most valuable player last year. To be sure, he had a couple bad postseason series, and in one of those against Boston in 2004, he churlishly knocked the ball out of an opponent's grasp. It was one play, unwise and unbecoming, but to hear tell, it would seem to define his whole career. Imagine if opera fans overlooked all Placido Domingo had sung because of that one sour note he hit back in 92 at La Scala. And finally, A-Rod has his foil, Derek Jeter, the sainted Yankee shortstop. It ain't easy playing alongside the George Clooney of sport. Poor A-Rod. No, he doesn't have Jeter's charm, but he appears to be a good husband and father of moderate demeanor. Well, my goodness gracious, he actually does like to play poker for money, but no one has ever whispered that he's taken steroids, and he is what he is, the best baseball player in the world. Can we give the kid a break? I say, let's start the season with 3 cheers for Alex Rodriguez.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. His latest book, The Old Ball Game, is now out in paperback. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.